is going on this week. Our coverage is brought to you by Nelson Insurance Agency, Minnesota Farmers Union, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, Minnesota Corn Growers, Minnesota Manufacturing, Mike Breath Construction, and also Minnesota Farm Bureau as well here on AM 1150. As we head to the phone, and Shay Booster joining us, a Western Region VP from the great state of Oregon. Shay, how you doing today? Hey, Shay, how you doing on this Tuesday? I bet you it's a busy day for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. It's cooking.
It sure is. And just kind of, I know we talked to Luke a few minutes ago, too. It's got to be just, that excitement has to be boiling over, just looking how to somehow transfer that into something in the right direction here today.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring the rowdies. It's going to be wild. I'm excited.
So what's this year been like? I'm sure you're going to get that question about 2 million times when people talk to you this week, but I bet you it's been a whirlwind for you.
Oh, absolutely. I just described it as a blur a few minutes ago. Someone asked, what was it like getting elected and what was the year like? And I said, all in all, it's been a blur. We watched the video of us getting elected a couple of weeks ago when we started convention prep just to kind of show us where we started and get us in that nostalgic mood. And I was just like, man, I honestly don't remember any of this. Like, I blacked when my name was called. It was a blur getting on the stage. It was a blur getting elected. And then it's been a blur this whole year because, I mean, being on the road 320 days, traveling over 100,000 miles, I mean, you were just ping-ponging across the country. And you meet a lot of people. You interact with a lot of people that mean a lot. And once you build those relationships, you head to the next spot and start over. But the cool thing about National Convention is it's a culmination of everybody that you've met all year, all coming to one place to celebrate the organization. And as you see people that you haven't seen in months, all these memories, all these jokes, all this laughter just surges back into the forefront of your brain and you get to enjoy it again. So it's been a treat.
You know, Shay, I was a FFA member back in the 90s, and I wasn't very active. I'll admit, I wasn't very active, but my brothers were involved. I was involved, and in if you're there in person during National Convention, which I was last year for the first time, or if you're watching like on RFD TV and you see some of the stuff going on, it's hard not to just, get that positivity and get that vibe. It really takes over the room, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm excited to see if we can do that same thing, have the same effect in Lucas Oil Stadium. I mean, because the location of convention is so much bigger than it has been ever before. I mean, we'll be able to seat upward close to 35,000 people in Lucas Oil Stadium, which is over double what we've been doing in Banker's Life. So it's going to be an amazing venue, just absolutely ginormous, though. I mean, the stage is going to stretch from a 25-yard line to a 25-yard line. So just a massive stage, a massive room, but that just means that we get to fill it with even more energy, even more excitement, even more passion for agriculture, and I think that's what's so exciting.
Shay, was this always in your DNA to be a leader and look for a role such as being a national officer, or did that just kind of over time kind of build itself up to seeking this position?
Yeah, well, I don't come from an ag background, so FFA was never really on the forefront of my mind. But my dad is a leadership consultant and public speaker, does a lot of training for FEMA and National Wildfire. So I guess the leadership side runs in the family. But I found the FFA in high school, decided that's where I wanted to spend my time, and I've just been grinding in it for the last 7 years, and it's been a massive piece of building the person that I'm still aspiring to be, but I'm grateful to the organization for giving me the opportunity to better myself over such a long period of time.
You know, Shay, as we sit here in Minnesota and folks ask more about you and your home state, what is agriculture? What kind of describe agriculture in your home state?
Yeah, so I'm from the great state of Oregon. Oregon is separated by a mountain range, Casson, that runs down about a third of the way in from the coast. And on that western side of the state, I mean, we have a lot of blueberry production. We've got a lot of walnuts, a ton of other varieties of nuts, fruits, flowers. We have a really cool Mediterranean microclimate. So in a certain section of the valley on the western side of the state, we grow wine grapes that you can only grow here or in the Mediterranean. But then on the eastern side of the state, we've got a lot of cow-calf production, a lot of corn, a lot of straw, a lot of hay, a lot of alfalfa. So more of those row crop on the eastern side of the state, but a very diverse state when it comes to what we're able to produce. Oregon is also the number one producer of Christmas trees in the country. So a lot of Christmas trees come out of the state of Oregon.
You know, Shay, I'm sure a lot of your interaction is with other young adults your age or in that similar age group. What would you say to maybe parents who are listening today, and why would you encourage them to encourage maybe their kids to maybe seek out being active in their own, a local FFA? Why is that so important?
Yeah, so the two words I would use when talking to parents is why not? Why not get your child involved in their local FFA program? Why not pursue pursue some free time in the organization? Why not give yourself an opportunity to pursue those leadership abilities, those real-life career opportunities, the experiences that members only get through our organization that help grow them into better versions of who they'd like their children to be? So why not give your child the best opportunity of being successful in life? And I think that being a member of agricultural education and being a member of the FFA organization is the best way to prepare students for the future. So why not get them involved?
Shay Booster joining us, Western Region Vice President from the great state of Oregon. Shay, we appreciate your time. Thanks again. Have yourself a wonderful day. And I know you're going to be working hard all week, but enjoy it as well, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Mr. Gill, for having us on.
Hey, thanks for your time this morning or this midday today. Shay Booster joining us, yeah, Western Region VP. Yeah, serving on that national officer team. Yeah, as we check in and cover the National FFA Convention this year here on Chasm Radio, coverage brought to you by Minnesota Manufacturing and Avon, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, Mike Breath Construction here in Albany, Nelson Insurance Agency, Minnesota Farmers Union, Lake Country Vet, Main Street, Albany, and Minnesota Farm Bureau as well. Bring you our coverage and reports as we'll track down our area chapters as well as the week wears along, you bet, here on AM 1150. Noontime news continues. We'll get to your midday funeral announcements. Those are coming up here in just a moment. Also look at Central Livestock on the way.
Whether your season is finished or still going strong, you need quality parts and expert service to stay productive. We've got you covered. Keep your equipment working at full potential during our Case IH performance event going on now at Arnold's and Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud. Receive up to a $100 reward card on genuine Case IH lubricants and filters and take advantage of extended warranty protection and special financing. Offers end December 31st, 2019. So hurry into Arnold's of Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, in St. Cloud today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the great fall migration, only this one is headed north. If you're riding ATVs or putting up that deer stand, you'll need the right trailer to haul all your gear. That's where we come in at Minnesota Trailer Sales. If you're looking for a trailer that's versatile to haul whatever you need and tough enough to last for years, stop out and see us on the south side of I-94 in Avon. Online at MinnesotaTrailerSales.com.
Minnesota Manufacturing.
Noontime news here on Chasm Radio, also brought to you by Compeer Financial. Yeah, talk to Russ Atkinson. He can help you out with Compeer Financial for all your farm financial needs. Yeah, whether it's buying new equipment or maybe buying some land or maybe need to restructure some loans or need some operating funds. Or maybe you're planning for 1 or 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years down the road, Compeer Financial can get you on that right road. They also offer long-term fixed rates, which you can lock in anywhere from 1 to 30 years. Also, cash dividends are paid out too, and they'll come to you on the farm service. Your local lender, Compeer Financial, Russ Atkinson, born and raised here in the area, has over 15 years of experience in the lending biz. Yeah, give Russ a call or give him a text at 320-248-6593. Call or text Russ Atkinson, 320-248-6593. Compeer Financial, serving all of mid-Minnesota. Noontime News, also brought to you by Nelson Insurance Agency in Upsala. Nelson Insurance Agency, oh.